She's tipping like a Maltese kitten.
She's got another one the same color
as
yours.
Isn't it? I'm for the color of this thing. No, my color is a different color than this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if there's anything
in it. Is this better?
Yeah, this is it. The color of mine. That's the color of mine that I mislaid and couldn't find.
But now
boy,
you found
I tore that room apart. I couldn't find. Then all of a sudden, about a couple of days later, I happened to look down on the floor and was laying on the floor. I said, "There, you little devil, I got you." I said, "Her name is Mary, 314. Now, what are you bothering with my poor little wheat cake for? Put that wheat cake down here, Pam.
Oh, you're not
going to
take that now. It's cold. Yuck.
Pammy?
What time are y'all heading back to the archives?
What's happening? You're leaving?
In a bit, but not right now.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have to go home.
Huh? You want to go home?
Not right this minute. I'm just asking Pam what time you two are heading back to the archives.
Oh, that's all right. Whenever she takes me, I'll be there.
That's easy.
Yeah. Will the other people be there?
Well, she won't take you back till they are.
Well, she can go there anytime she wants to. I have the key,
mm-hmm.
And if I can find the woman's keys, then I will have her to call the woman, tell the woman to come up and get her key, or else I give them to her, and she'll take it to her. I'll be through with her in life.
That's pretty dramatic.
That's putting it straight.
What, you done with Florence?
Sure.
I thought
she lost her key then. She had no reason to taking it out of her bag.
Well, maybe she wanted to lose it.
Yeah, well, she laid it down and forgot to pick it up. That's about what she did. Well, I don't want to figure that I picked it up or something.
I don't think she figures that.
You don't think she thinks that?
No.
Well, you're a good person. Because I know just like I didn't put my hand in the penny jar and take out the money.
And you couldn't even reach that jar.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, I remember. Because I think that Joan had an inkling that I put my money in my hand in there and took it out because Rose gave it to her. No, I would never do that.
I don't think she thinks
I was
that.
I was too glad that some of my friends is putting something in the archive, you know, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
See, they thought enough of in my behalf to put it in the archive.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out, I wouldn't. Just like that other girl, what you call them, said to me, you took $50 or was it $35 something from under the pillow. I never went under the pillow. Why would I go under the pillow when I give her money? I don't take money from you when I give
you. Mabel,
money.
Do you know what I think's interesting?
What?
You worry about this kind of thing a lot.
Worry about what?
There are a lot of situations like this that you worry about.
Well, I couldn't straighten them out, and nobody seemed to be able to straighten them out for me. And the straightening out comes from the person who accuses me of something.
Does it seem like
I don't say that Joan accused me of putting my hand in the jar, taking the $100 out. No, she wouldn't do that because she knows damn well I wouldn't do it. Okay, but I want to know rather that she put it in there and took it out at the same time. If when I can find that answer, then I'll be at peace with the world.
But you know what I think?
What?
I think it's bigger than that situation.
What?
I think it's bigger than that situation. It's more than that.
Wait a minute. Drop it right there. You think it's bigger than that situation. And I figure, just like Harlan said, she put it in there and took it out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which she didn't need. And she's at fault.
You remember the first time you were worried about something like this? Was it a long, long time ago?
it here or was with somebody else?
I don't know.
I'm
asking you.
You should know what you're talking about.
I'm asking you.
Put a little more coffee. Your coffee's cold. I don't like your coffee.
Do you want some more?
Yeah, a little
I have
hot,
some hot
water.
Coffee.
A little hot water would be cute. Put a little hot
water,
please. Little hot water in there, please. Yeah, leave this. That's the color of the car. What's the color of that, Morgan?
Mauve.
Who?
Mauve. Mauve.
I don't get you.
That's a funny word. It's the color. The name of that car.
That's
is
a
mauve.
Common word for that car.
Mauve. M-A-U-V-E.
There's a fingerprint on there.
There's something on there. A bit of grease or something.
Pam,
mm-hmm.
Are you going? You want to take Morgan home?
Well, Morgan has her car here.
Morgan has her
car
here.
She's going to take herself home.
Whoopee! These girls got cars and they run all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, Pam, there's a fingerprint on this car.
Here you go.
How am I? How
now you're going to be buzzing.
How am I?
You're very good. Don't you know that? Why do you have to ask me that?
Do what?
Why do you have to ask me how you are?
Because I want to hear it from you.
But you know it's true, don't you? All by yourself?
Okay, give me a tissue.
Don't you know that all by yourself, that you're okay?
Well, I'm getting along fine.
You are, that's right. You're getting along real fine. I don't think you need to worry about a thing. Not a thing.
I want her to hear the tape.
Yeah, I'd like her to hear it too.
Yes. The only one reason... You got that tape will fit in your machine.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Well, we
there's no
the
possible way I could get that tape out of that room and get it here so Morgan can hear it.
Well, I don't really know how. I mean, you could work on it. Magically transport it.
What you say, dear?
You could maybe work on it. Magically transport
well,
it.
You think I could work on it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Or you could remember things from the tape and just tell Morgan about it.
Well, I tell you one thing. I can go upstairs and get it and bring it down to you.
Well, I don't think that she, I think she could wait. Maybe.
Well, we thought we might take a trip in a few weeks to the cemetery.
I wondered all the angels that breezing around where they're at look like you and Morgan.
Yeah.
They'd be good-looking angels. And then those guys is all right for my blood pressure.
Keeps it interesting, doesn't it? Think a few of them might look like you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Think a few of them might look like you? Those angels?
Knowing about it looks like me?
Those angels?
No, I don't know. Could be.
Could be.
I don't know. Could be. Sad, they're sad looking folks if they look like me.
Ha!
I like Dan to go take me riding.
Yeah.
I'm putting the shoes on in a minute.
Wanna go for a ride?
Uh-huh.
Wanna go to the cemetery?
Doesn't matter with me. I go to my cemetery.
Okay.
In East New York.
How long? Did it take a couple
up
hours?
Up there the wait a minute, I got on the end of the tongue. Mount. Oh, what is that? What is that?
You have
cemetery?
A New Jersey map around? Aha, excuse me, never mind.
We can, some other time, we can cover quite a lot of the ground, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody pays you any attention. That's that little old lady that lives up there. I've seen that little old lady. I go next door and
Get outside and take a few photos in this nice light. We have beautiful lighting photos.
It's really neat out in the park. I was thinking of giving
what, sweetie?
Fresh air. I was thinking about getting you out in the fresh air. Let's go for a little walk in a bit.
Go for a little walk.
Yeah, in the park.
No, I don't want to walk.
No?
No, I'm not interested in walking and walking and walking. Then all of a sudden I'll slip and fall.
Just across the street.
Oh, I know you won't let me.
No, of course.
I'll bring you down with me.
You'd have to kick and shove to knock us all down.
That's right. Yeah, I like this. That's the color of that thing. That's the color of it.
Oh,
yeah, I happened to look down on the floor. I said, there you are. Yes.
This hand isn't numb, is it?
Huh?
This hand's not numb, is it? Just that
No,
one?
That hand's all right. That hand's all right. They're all right. They seem to be all right.
Is
now.
It getting better?
But last night, just before I had to keep on doing like that and get life in them, you know?
And is the weather
Yeah, and the weather was getting to rain. I knew it was doing something. Couldn't
My
tell
hands get
me.
Tight, too.
Yeah. I said, and Florence said, make a fist. Well, I said, when is she making a fist? She said she has the same symptoms I have.
Pam?
Yeah?
Can I borrow this book?
She will take care of it.
Sore, and you rub something on it, and it cleans. That's it.
Okay, will you please go and do that?
Yeah.
I don't use those words. Just have to go do it.
It wouldn't take any more. Oh, that's fine. She know about it. She never took care of it. Oh, yeah, I said maybe her mother gave it to her. She doesn't
know.
But this young generation don't know nothing about it.
No, I always go to the doctor's for everything.
But it was good, Morgan. It was really good for me. It cleaned me out, washed me out.
Mabel.
And everything.
We have to stop chatting.
What, sweetie?
We're going to go in the car. That's the way I should go?
Yeah, that's the way you should go, and then turn up that wall. That
right, well,
way.
I can't turn from here,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, turn from here.
No, I have to go up around the block or something. That's Devo Avenue. Are you supposed to turn on Devo?
Huh?
Devo Avenue?
Devo Avenue.
Devo.
I don't know it by that name. I just know it by the name of the cemetery.
Is it still on East Tremont?
What?
Is it on East Tremont?
Oh, wait just a moment.
It's so straight.
Yes, it's at the end of it, somewhere at the end of it.
Okay.
But you're supposed to see the things over there. Yeah, somewhere on. Keep going. Sixes, three or four sixes on the ground.
It's a nice feeling.
get a little further out, I'll ask, okay?
Don't go too far out. But anyhow, if you go, you'll see cemeteries around.
If we don't find it today, we'll find it another day, so don't worry about it.
You'll find it today if you go.
So weird a sculpture.
This is Park Chester right here. I practically opened this place in Houston.
Pam?
Yes?
I mean, Morgan.
Uh-huh.
I practically opened this place up here.
There's a cemetery. There's a cemetery right here.
This colored woman that worked up here and went to church up here.
Yeah, I don't think this is it. Okay. Look at the sky.
This isn't far from
Okay, this is Castle Hill.
There's the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Now, we get the church, you get the cemetery.
It's after the church?
No. Somewhere around in here. If you go, you'll go through it or go past it. That's what I'm afraid of. That's it. Keep going. Up here somewhere is a place where you buy tombstones and flowers. Place where we have our meeting on a Sunday up here. That's what I'm trying to find. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can see. My Pam is going to pass it.
We're out here
wait
pretty far.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold it. Hold it.
Pam. You can't just stop here. We've got to pull it.
Well, she won't hold it, so.
Now what?
You pair going so fast, she plans checkers.
Can I go now?
It's right around and. Hold it. Let me see the number of this building here.
2708.
2708?
Mm-hmm.
No, these are sixes.
Got a ways to go then.
Take your time. It's a peculiar number. Because when we first moved into
How does Frisbee Avenue grab you?
No, just hold it.
There's something green up there.
See. Across the street on that side is, wait a minute. You
what?
See that bus up there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hold that. That bus is going up East Tremont, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Is that Tremont Avenue?
Yeah.
The bus is going up Tremont?
That's bus number 39.
I don't know the number of the bus, but anyhow, follow that bus.
Okay.
And that'll bring you to the end of the cemetery, I'm quite sure.
Okay.
I think this is the...
Dorf's.
Once get it, you'll always remember.
I know.
I expect so. It's just a park. Oh, no, we're not on, maybe that's just a square name.
Straight up Tremont.
I hope we're still on Tremont. Not so sure.
Well, somewhere the cemetery.
Yeah, we are. We're still on Tremont.
Find the cemetery, then you find what we're looking for.
Crossing.
What's that over there?
Crossing the parkway.
That's a high school.
It's a little league, so. Here's a church over here, Mabel.
Where's the church? Where?
To your left.
To my left?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
up
I didn't
here on
hit
the hill.
I didn't hit the church.
3048.
Wait a minute. Let's see what number is that.
3048.
3048.
Eight.
straight ahead in front of them.
Is that a cemetery?
Oh my God,
is it a cemetery?
Okay,
cemetery?
Oh.
Is that a cemetery? Yes. I think
we found it. That's what we're looking for. Now, what
is
the name of that cemetery?
Here's the forest and here's the monuments.
Huh?
We got it.
What'd
okay, well,
say?
I'm going to find the entrance to it.
What'd
okay?
you say?
There's your monument store on the left here.
Okay, that monument store is the one I want to have, because I have a cemetery here.
Go right
I have
here.
A...
Oh, it goes on and on.
Of,
okay, this is
Plato.
St. I know. Yeah, now I remember. You know what the name is?
Huh? What is it?
St. Raymond's.
St. There you
All
are.
Right.
That's it. St. Raymond's.
Okay, now
that's
let me
right.
tell you something.
Now,
about
if you hit St. Raymond's and hit into the front, you'll find everything you want.
But let me tell
closed.
You something.
What?
It's only open from 8 till 4:30. So we can't drive in today, but now we know where it is.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what I'm telling. You know where the thing is now.
Right. So it's Tremont
St. Raymond. I know
Whitmore.
The name of Purple.
Now that we know
See?
It, I remember you saying St. Raymond.
Back
were they
in
packed
here.
In here? Back
Why
are they packed in here?
Sure.
I mean, if they're like 3 and 4 deep.
St. Raymond. That's it. I knew we would find it somewhere around.
Do you remember what section?
No, I don't know. No, no. You'll have to get the envelope, and inside the envelope will tell us.
It's a very nice spot. I like this, Mabel.
Yes, it's a lovely
very nice
place.
Feeling about
it's
it.
It's a lovely place up here.
Mm-hmm.
Back up over there. I just suppose you'd find it today so you'd know if you want to come up here, you
mm-hmm.
know?
I definitely
and
want
And ask
to come
for Mabel Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. And,
She's not here
and
yet.
My sister was Lillian Foster. 1979. That's
the office.
Yep. That's the old. They're not open today. This is Sunday, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what I'll do? I'll call up here sometime.
That's
Maybe this
right.
week I'll make a phone
yes,
call.
That's right. That's right, Pam. You got the idea. And I got a big tomb over there. Well, let's go across the street.
I like these
somewhere.
Photos on
You go across
mm-hmm.
the street
the
somewhere
Italian
over
ones.
There, and you'll find a place where I bought one of these tombs.
Right, well, I think we passed it. We'll pass it again. It
costs $800. Wasn't very bad finding, was it?
No, because you told me East Tremont.
Huh?
You got to go right, right, right. Why don't you do
What'd you say, Pam?
Because you told me East Tremont.
East Tremont.
Gave us the right
Is
directions.
Is that East Tremont?
That's what we were on. When we come up here, we'll bring some
Saint
flowers.
Raymond. That's it, St. Raymond. Now I remember.
Bring some flowers. Maybe we'll even...
And if you... What, dear?
I said we'll bring some flowers and maybe we'll even have a picnic. How's that?
Do what?
We'll come here on a warm day.
Hmm? Yeah, it's a nice warm day and you go all through here.
Yeah.
They let you through. They're nice.
Cemeteries tend to frown on people picnicking on the ground.
Remember Father Jeffries?
We'll make it a quick picnic. 1979
with Lillian Foster, you know?
What?
That's Lillian. Lillian's name is Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
And what's the other
one? And mine is Mabel Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. I'm the one that paid for it. $500.
There's the monument company right there. Crown Monument Company, is that it?
Huh?
Or the Den Negris?
When you talk, take it easy, I can.
You want to go left?
Well, let her see all these monuments.
You understand, Morgan?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Morgan they're showing, they're nice people. You got something that one day you got nothing to do, you know? So let's go and investigate that situation.
Sure. to know that.
Right, right.
It's a very nice place. I like coming to visit
and
there.
And if anything should happen, the girls have to come here. They know how to get up in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Now, these are all the monument places along here.
What, honey?
These are all the monument stores to your right.
That's it. Well, this is across from the cemetery. Somewhere. And I got the receipt in that envelope.
It's a really neat spot.
See, I got the receipt in that envelope. It took me some time to pay for it, but I paid for it.
How did you pick the cemetery?
I don't know. I can't remember how I picked that cemetery, but I know I got it.
Did you come out?
Oh, they pick you. You don't pick them. When they see a dollar sign, they got you some.
There's a tombstone with a raggedy animal.
What, honey?
Maybe it's for something else.
Nice little tombstone hanging around.
Now, there's already a stone on the grave?
Yes, the stone is on top of the grave. If it ain't, then they forgot to put it there.
But have you seen the stone?
No, I haven't. I'm a lazy one and couldn't get nobody. That's Deborah. She didn't have time. Nobody have any time. See, it's inside of where the Rosicrucian is, somewhere over there. Morgan?
Pretty good, I'd say.
I think so, too.
How'd you get that photo of Ed Koch, Mabel?
Huh?
How did you get that photo of Ed Koch? It says, to Mabel with great affection, Ed Koch.
What
do you think?
What did you say, Pam?
That picture of Ed Koch on your wall, the mayor.
How did I get it?
Yeah.
Lee gave it. Lee sent it.
Why would you want that on your wall?
Lee had him to send it in. Why?
Do you like it?
Huh?
Do you like it?
You like it.
Do you like it?
Yes, why not?
Do you like Ed Koch?
Well, yes, I like Ed Koch. He's all right. I don't think he's been trying to arrest anybody but anything.
Behind the Whitestone Cinemas. I mentioned to you that she flew with Stuart. Stuart flew as far as London.
No, I didn't think he was going.
Yeah, he has some business in Europe, so. Ken, who's the photographer, made some comment. When he heard that Stuart was flying with him, he thought, God, I a nice way to just